Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a Garda representative says that Gardaí are being assaulted on a daily basis as some areas struggle with a staffing crisis. It comes after one Garda told the courts this week how he feared he was going to join the list of members killed in the line of duty following an assault in Roscommon in 2023. Our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us now. Barry, what's going on?
And another assault on a Garda in the headlines this morning, Sarah, after a member was stabbed in the hand after officers responded to a break-in at a pub in Blanchardstown in West Dublin in the early hours of this morning. The Garda, who's believed to be a talented rugby player in his 20s, he suffered significant wounds to his fingers but has since been discharged from hospital, and the suspect from Cork was also hospitalised and investigations are ongoing. Now, as you alluded to there earlier this week, Garda Gary Murphy, he told the courts how he was lucky to escape with his life when a drug dealer, Gerard Fort, struck him with a meat cleaver during an incident at Fort's home in Roscommon town in December 2023. The actions of Gerard Fort could easily have caused me to be remembered as a number on the wall of Temple Moor, said Gary Murphy. And he has returned to work since that incident, but his colleague that night, Garda Michael Fox, hasn't. And Fort pleaded guilty to assaulting both Gardaí, but Garda Owen Brown, who's the Longford Roscommon divisional representative of the Garda Representative Association, here's what he told me.
Very traumatising incident for both members, victims in a serious assault. One of the members has still not come back to work as a result of the injuries received. Could easily have been a much more serious incident.
And Garda Murphy, he delivered a powerful victim impact statement this week as well, didn't he, in court?
Yes, it was very powerful in relation to the trauma he suffered as a result of the incident, and it took him several months to be able to get back to work.
In general, at the moment, what are Gardaí facing on the front line?
Unfortunately, these incidents are no longer isolated. They become more and more common in rural areas where I represent. The towns like Roscommon, the population have been growing year on year, and we have communities now from different countries moving into our towns. And as the population is growing, unfortunately, the numbers of police in these towns required to police and serve these people has been reducing significantly over the years, particularly in the area where I work at the moment, where the front line has been significantly reduced.
And to what extent do these manpower issues play into the assaults that you are seeing of members on the front line?
If assistance is required, it could be 30 minutes away. The fact that we haven't had probationary Gardaí to the area I represent since 2017, and with the growing population, as I already mentioned, this has become a huge issue in towns like Roscommon, Castlereagh, and even wider into Longford, Granard and Longford. The frontline policing has been running overtime at the minute because there just is not enough Garda members out there.
How often are Gardaí facing assaults at the moment?
Unfortunately, it's on a daily basis. From speaking to colleagues around the country, I meet various reps from different counties and regions, and it's the same story, I'm afraid. Gardaí being assaulted on the front line in the course of their duty.
And Barry, why might there be more and more incidents like the one you described a few moments ago?
Well, a total of 309 incidents of Gardaí being assaulted in the line of duty were recorded last year, 2024. This was actually down 19% in 2023, but that particular year broke all records. 459 Gardaí injured while on duty, with the biggest increase in the number of violent attacks against members of the force since records began. Over 3,000 Gardaí have been assaulted and injured doing their job over the past 10 years. And I asked criminologist Trina O'Connor why there might have been a spike in more recent years.
We're seeing an increase in a cohort of what we would describe as bad actors who have this mentality where they reject the establishment powers of An Garda Síochána Síochána. So when we see increases in public order incidents, that kind of equals a more risk for the Gardaí to be in a situation where they may receive an assault. We also see criminals being caught, actually, where the Gardaí are doing a really good job in catching people in the act. And when a criminal is caught in the act of a burglary, for example, they may choose violence to try and, you know, get away with the crime. So to try and fight their way out of the crime. And we're also seeing within the chaos of domestic violence incidents, we're seeing this inability of people to be able to regulate their behaviour. And I suppose psychologically what we're looking at, the predictors of violence, which often lead to assault, are things like anger issues, hostile attitudes to An Garda Síochána, difficulties with emotional regulation. And additionally, we're looking at people that may have past experience of violence or some sort of mental disorder. It's quite complex why we're seeing these increases. But I think crucially, one of the things that we know that is a contributing factor is the lack of resources for An Garda Síochána. So back up in some of these situations, our body cams are also indeed maybe some sort of mental health first aid training that they could use then to de-escalate situations and support from psychological services.
So politically then, what's happening on this issue?
In November 2023, the government increased the maximum sentence for assaulting or threatening to assault a Garda or other in-duty emergency workers from 7 to 12 years imprisonment. But more still needs to be done, so says AIMTU leader and Meath West TD Pather Tobin.
There's an incredible increase in the number of Gardaí who are being injured while on duty. The last figures I have records that 459 Gardaí were injured while on duty in 2023. And cumulatively, over the last 10 years, 3,000 Gardaí have been injured while doing their job. And there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, if you take in the Dublin riots, the Coolock riots and those examples, but also just general policing, Gardaí are getting bitten, Gardaí are having their cars rammed, Gardaí are being seriously assaulted. There is a cohort of individuals out there who have no fear of the Gardaí at the moment, making it impossible for them to do their job. I would know of Gardaí who simply don't go out on the street at night because they feel that backup is too far away from them, that they don't have the protection that's necessary to do their job. And Gardaí are leaving as a result of this. They feel that the state doesn't have their back. We already have, obviously, Gardaí being exposed because we have such low number of Gardaí in the country. But this is adding to the problem because Gardaí are leaving as a result of that exposure.
The figures for 2024, which were released in January of this year, though, do show a reduction in the number of assaults in frontline Gardaí. And this would perhaps coincide with government moves to introduce bigger maximum sentences for those who assault members of An Garda Síochána. So if a government representative was here, they would argue that that measure is working.
But first of all, I would say that, you know, I do welcome the increase in the maximum sentence. And maximum sentences sound wonderful. But the problem with a maximum sentence is, in many occasions, there's no custodial sentence at all. I think we need to get to a situation whereby if a person purposefully injures a Garda while they're on duty, they must know that there is a cost to pay for this, that there is a custodial sentence.
Would you want a minimum imposed sentence on those who assault a member of An Garda Síochána?
There must be. I think what is happening at the moment is many families are terrified that their loved one is going to come home either injured or may not come home at all. I think that the government have a responsibility to protect Gardaí while they are serving our community.
Pather Tobin there. Now, the Department of Justice, Sarah, has said previously the new maximum sentence we mentioned a few moments ago sends a very clear message that attacks on frontline Gardaí will not be tolerated. While recent figures show Garda numbers are starting to grow for the first time in 5 years, although still at a rate to be 4 years away from the stated minimum target of 15,000.
Barry Lenihan, thank you very much for joining us with that report.